Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. So I would like to discuss the following. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch at the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos that one of the things which it is proper to do before Shabbos, Lekavod Shabbos, is to bake challahs, to bake bread for Shabbos. It's a mitzvah if a woman is able to, it's a mitzvah for her to bake her own bread for Shabbos, for the Suda Shabbos and for Lecha Mishnah. And as I said, it's a form of Kavod Shabbos, of preparing for Shabbos and having tasty tasty machalim, being in this part of the Suda, being a delicious treat, and done specifically in the home. And part of the inyan, though, so besides the idea of being covered Shabbos, that you're baking something special for Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah, an inyan, for a woman to endeavor to be mekayim the mitzvah of hafrashas challah specifically on Erev Shabbos. The mitzvah of hafrashas challah, of course, is not time-bound in any way, and at any point, at any time during the week, or a year, that a woman prepares a dough with the proper requirements and criteria that require hafreshes challah, then she has a mitzvah to be hafresh challah. It's not dependent on being on Erev Shabbos or any other time. But there is, as I said, an inyan to try to bring about a circumstance where you can fulfill this mitzvah, or a woman specifically could fulfill this mitzvah on Friday. It's also obviously a mitzvah that's not limited to women. It could be fulfilled by anybody, and the obligation to that challah be separated from the bread you eat applies to everybody, to every Jew. But the mitzvah is, if possible, for a woman to do it. And the reason is, it's Api Kabbalah, that going back again to Gan Eden, where Chava was responsible, or was in, at least in part, for bringing about the chait, and say call it the downfall of Adam Arishon. And Adam Arishon was called Chaloso Shel Olam. He was like the choicest portion of the world, of the whole creation. And Chava caused that he act improperly in the Bichote on that the first day of his life, and which was Erev Shabbos. So there's an inyan for a woman to try to be misaking that by being mafresh challah on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so I don't think we'll go into all the halachas of a fresh challah, though maybe if there is a rutzim for that, we could do it a little bit more thoroughly. But what I wanted to discuss right now was the following. The Hafreshas Chala is one of Chala, I should say, or is one of the Chavdal Matnos Kahuna, that the Torah awards the Kohanim, the Shevet Kahuna, with various presents, gifts from other members of Klal Yisrael, since they are the ones that do the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So they're working on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael by being Makav the Karbanos and taking care of other Inyanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and in connection with that, they don't receive a portion of land. They don't have a nachala in Eretz Yisrael the way other Jews do, and therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them that they'll be supported by Klal Yisrael. They'll receive various forms of gifts, truma, reishis hageiz, zeroa l'chayim v'keva. These are all different types of things that are given to the Kohanim, and one of them is challah. So in the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and number one, we have a clear Masorah on exactly who is a Kohen, which we really don't have nowadays. Nowadays, the the very exact knowledge and of the Masara going back to Aaron HaKohen was interrupted and it's not considered to be so precise now. But we hope that those that believe that they're Kohenim are indeed Kohenim, and people that believe otherwise believe that they're not are not. But we know that we can't rely on it fully. So that's one of the reasons why we typically don't give that when we separate challah nowadays, we don't give it to a Kohen. But maybe the other reason, maybe it's even more nogea, is that for a Kohen to eat challah, he has to be tahar. And the tahara is something that we're not makbid on nowadays, remaining a state of tahara. And we're not makbid that the kalim in our house be tahar, et cetera, et cetera. So we consider the challah to be tameh, and the Kohenim are tameh, and as a result, when we mafresh challah, the challah we're mafresh is destroyed, it's just burnt. Now, in Chutz Laaretz, which is where at least probably maybe 100% of the audience listening here is from, or is living, or if not 100%, certainly very close to it. So in Chutz Laaretz, the mitzvah of hafreshes challah was always durabon, and even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash is standing and Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, which are requirements for the mitzvah to be considered a deraisa, even in Eretz Yisrael. But even then, in Chutz Laaretz, it's never deraisa. The mitzvah is always derabanan. Certainly nowadays, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's derabanan. In Chutz Laaretz, it's a, let's call it like a lower level derabanan. So the one of the main ramifications of nafkaminas is the following, that what happens if one was not mafresh challah? One already created a dough. Typically, you mafresh challah from the dough before it's even baked. But let's say if a person forgot to be mafresh from the dough and they baked the loaves already, they could still be mafresh challah from the baked product. In fact, you have to do that. Let's say you made challah, what we call challahs, you know, breads for Shabbos, and you forgot to be mafresh challah, you still, but if you remember before Shabbos, you still have to be mafresh challah, even though you maybe you were counting on it for a shalim for lecha mishnah, but you still have to be mafresh challah and figure something out how to make up that one. You only have to take from one, but figure out what to do about the shalim aspect. You know, maybe you'll just have to use a piece of matzah to even starve to the other one, the other shalim, and then you'll, you know, cut it up during the meal. But let's say it's already Shabbos and you realize you were never mafresh challah. You are mafresh not from the isa, not from the baked challahs. So now you have a situation where you cannot be immediately mafresh challah, because being mafresh challah is a form of a tikkun. It's an improvement to the bread, similarly to what we mentioned last week. We spoke about the idea that you can't be, or at least it's very questionable, if you could be Tovel Akeli on Shabbos, Akeli that's Tameh, you definitely can't be, because you're being misakin it, you're improving it, you're like fixing it up. And even a Akeli that you bought from a guy, we mentioned that Shulchan Aruch recommends not being Tovel them on Shabbos, but coming up with a different Eitzah. So that's because it's a Tikkun in the Akeli. So the simile here, it's a Tikkun in the East. So this dough is Chaser, it's Tikkun, it's lacking a form of hashlama, of being mashlama, of a completion, and that can't be done on Shabbos. So in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a major problem if you weren't mafresh challah, because you're not supposed to eat the bread either before being mafresh challah. In Chutz Laaretz, the halacha is that if you are in mafresh challah and it's already Shabbos now and you can't be mafresh challah on Shabbos, but you need this bread for Shabbos, so you're allowed to eat it. Allowed to eat from the bread without being mafresh challah. And what you'll do is you'll make sure to save a piece till after Shabbos, and not that you save a piece and that'll be the challah, but you save a piece from which you'll be mafresh. In other words, even though you might not have a shear anymore, you might have baked just the shear that you, there's a certain minimum amount that you need for the mitzvah challah to be relevant, to be pertinent. So even if by the time you finish, when Shabbos is over, the amount that's left is way beneath that amount. You might have just barely had that amount to begin with. That might be all that you baked to begin with. But in any case, now it's certainly less than the shear now, but you still are mafresh now. You, as I said, you leave over some amount of bread, and from that bread, you're mafresh challah after Shabbos. And you do that without a bracha. You don't make a bracha, even if you had a full shear to begin with. You're mafresh without lachar. If you still have a full shear, then you mafresh with a bracha. If you still have, if you made a, you know, a quite a bit, and you still have a full deraisa shear, which we consider to be about the amount of challah that's made, amount of bread that's made from 5 pounds of flour. But typically, or in many cases, you won't have that shear left, so you mafresh without a bracha, and that works. That helps for what's ever left. And in a sense, it's mesakein retroactively, or however we'll look at it, but Chazal allowed you to eat it. Chazal allowed you to eat it without being mafresh challah, since you're unable to be mafresh challah. But to be very specific, this is only chutz la'aretz, and what determines the hafresh, the chi of hafresh challah, is not where the challah was baked, but where the dough was made. So that theoretically, if you had a dough that was prepared in Eretz Yisrael and then sent to America, certainly if the baked challahs was sent to America, you imported the challah. Somebody came back from Eretz Yisrael and said, "Oh, they're coming back before Shabbos. They're going to bring you a gift," and they buy an Israeli challah, your favorite, your Shalmi bakery, and they bring you a challah. So, but I guess that bakery was mafresh challah. Hopefully, you don't have to worry about that. But whatever it is, they bake your aunt in Eretz Yisrael baked you a challah in her kitchen. And then she sends you a urgent message before Shabbos that she forgot to be mafresh challah. So and you are mafresh challah, and it's already Shabbos, so you're stuck. That's Israeli made challah. You can't eat it. But even if it was just the dough is made, let's say they sold it, they exported the dough and you baked it here. But since the dough is made in Eretz Yisrael, so it has the din of Israeli challah, and you can't eat it on Shabbos without a fresh challah. But if it's American or any other chutz la'aretz challah, as I said, if you are in mafresh challah before Shabbos, you save you eat it on Shabbos, you eat from it on Shabbos, just save a piece, and from that piece you'll be mafresh challah after Shabbos. Okay, we'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow evening. Kol tov, all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everyone.